lei delle relazioni. I prossimi relatori sono Johannes Kastner, che è il capo di Kastner & Partner, è l'uomo che ha letteralmente inventato Red Bull, le campagne Red Bull. Sapete che sono proprio un caso di grande successo, perché praticamente si sono inventati un nuovo mercato, che è quello dei drink energetici. E poi Bruno Bertelli, anche qui un grande successo, credo che sia uno degli uomini più premiati al mondo per le sue campagne pubblicitarie. Quindi ascoltiamo le loro storie, queste case history, e cerchiamo di trarne una relazione che poi possa fruttare un parto, una maternità, come direbbe Derita. Eccoli.
I never had a music introduction. Wonderful. Mr. President, signore e signore, è un grande onore per un copywriter di parlare qui in questo fantastico teatro, ma voi che siete entrati, lasciate ogni speranza, non posso continuare in italiano. I had Italian at school, but this is not a really good, it's more scholar Italian. So, tempi difficili or difficult times, we all know that this is the time where all the great things are happening. And going back to the Red Bull case, I have to say the whole thing came out of two crises. This was the crisis of two young men living or born in the poorest regions in Austria. There was no money, no job, just animals. So we have been hungry, and we went out to the world, study, copywriting, creative director, university, etc., etc. But we had a great dream. And the dream was not to help the global economy. The dream was, how can we drive as soon as possible a Ferrari or a Bentley? So, il risultato, 24-25 anni fa, abbiamo introdotto questa latina. Oh, italiano. Which means it's sold now in 100 countries. Every year, this year, around about 7 billion cans. And we're still growing 10% each year. So this is a wonderful story, everybody knows. And the two young men, this is the present owner of Red Bull, is Dietrich Mateschitz, and me, as the founder and owner of the Kastner & Partner Network. I heard that yesterday nobody was here to promote his company. I don't want to lie. Foro Buonaparte 59, Kastner & Partners Milano. But back to the beginning. If you have a dream and you want to find a product which really can fly, becomes an aeroplane perhaps, what makes a product fly? A slogan? No. I think the product already has to have the abilities to become an aeroplane, which means it has to be superior, even better, unique, and even better if you can launch a new category, which we did with Red Bull 25 years ago. There was no energy drink on the market. Nobody knew about energy drinks. What is? The idea comes from Asia, as you all know, I'm sure. This is the first thing. The second thing is we wanted to have a product which everybody needs, not just a special target group, but everybody for certain moments. And this means for us, such a product has to cover a basic humanistic desire, more energy. Everybody wants to live beyond his abilities. And that's why we said this is the idea for our product, a product which covers this humanistic desire, an energy drink which you really can feel the effect. It's not a gimmick. A gimmick, marketing gimmick, doesn't live long and you cannot sell it, meanwhile, 25 years for the same price, which is not the lowest. I think at petrol station it's around about 4 euros meanwhile. But if you feel, if the consumer can feel the effect, then this product can fly. So, but anche un prodotto perfetto non basta. You have to make out of a product a brand. And what we did is that we gave this brand a real personality, which everybody can identify. And if we ask each other, what kind of person, a real person, would become our friend? So we gave this person or this can a personality which we say it should be a smart, professional, self-ironic, not taking himself too serious. It should be non-conformistic, and he should do everything different. This was the idea of the brand personality, and everything what we did in the communication strategy later on came back to that point, do everything different, and you have to be smart, professional, self-ironic, non-conformistic, etc., etc. Premium, but not arrogant. So this was the definition for our brand personality, and never go out with the wings. So we really gave this can a kind of person, or we made a person out of it, and I think this is the main reason why this can was really flying out of the shelves. But we had the next crisis. No money to launch the product. So long before, and the idea was then how to do that with little money. No? And long before internet started in a garage, we started in a garage too. We built an old, this is a new one, we built a very old Mini Cooper to a fridge, to a rolling fridge. And girls went out to the cities, and it started in Vienna because Austria was more or less the test market. It started in Vienna, and we had to explain the product because the category was not known. So this was the first interactive communication platform we had 25 years ago. And I don't think that a lot changed in the meantime. I think there are now 1,000 Mini Coopers around the world, and we are still doing the same very successfully. Then. So, when we look at this can, and this is, we say, stimola corpo e mente, vitalizes body and mind. So if you look at the can you see? Yeah. Then you see the bulls. It's very macho, it's very body-oriented. What was missing totally was the mind side. So we created the classical advertising just for the mind side, because the can already tells you body. And now I show you three commercials from TV. Two very, very old ones. I think the first one was the oldest one. It's a Leonardo da Vinci. After that, it's coming Don Camillo, a pepone, specially made for Italian audience, sure. And this was even in black and white. They look very, very old now. I saw it yesterday and I thought, oh my goodness. No? And then I show you one new one.
Salve, Leonardo! Cosa stai disegnando di bello?
Un aggeggio per volare. Lo inventeranno solo tra qualche secolo.
Strano! E le ali dove sono? Sembra la botte di Diogene!
È una lattina, amico mio. E l'aggeggio per volare che c'è dentro è una cosa da bere. E si chiamerà Red Bull.
Un toro con le ali da bere. Leonardo, rimani con i piedi per terra.
Aspetta e vedrai. Un giorno tutti canteranno Red Bull ti mette le ali.
Allora buona fortuna, Leonardo!
Don Camillo, voglio andare in cielo.
Chi tu, Pepone? Come minimo devi fare penitenza e leggere il libro dei libri.
Cosa? Carlo Marx porta il paradiso.
Mo che Marx, ora et labora.
No, allora meglio cantare l'Internazionale.
Così puoi forse entrare nei sindacati, ma in cielo ho i miei dubbi.
E allora preferisco i miei tori rossi.
Tori rossi? Cosa ancora, propaganda?
Ah no, questi ti portano in cielo, Red Bull ti mette le ali.
Red Bull ti mette le ali.
Okay. We wanted to say with this kind of advertising, meanwhile there are over 100 commercials we did in the last 20 years, is just the personality. Ironic, we are not flying, we are not big and loud, we are small and simple. And in the US, they did a research recently, and the feedback was that I think 60% or over that recognition from Red Bull was the cartoon commercials. Second position was the Mini Cooper with the girls. And after that came Formula One, NASCAR, and all those sport sponsoring activities. So I wouldn't be a creative if I wouldn't tell you the last commercial. It's not even sold to the client now, but I'm sure he will buy it. You see two grizzlies in Alaska. They chased up two hunters in the tree, in a small tree, but they cannot reach him. So one grizzly says to the other, I'm so hungry, can you, what I shall do? I said, come on, try, drink a Red Bull. It inspires your brain, your mind. Maybe you have an idea. And then the other said, oh yes, he drinks. And he says, thank you. Benzo, you stay here, and I ritorno con un castoro. Castoro? Biba. Huh? Maybe if you don't see the picture, it's not so funny, no? I don't know. I thought it's a joke. Okay, so being self-ironic about gives you wings. Nobody gives you wings, but ti mette le ali, non è possibile, ma facciamo anche un advertisement e anche events come self-ironic, e questo è il prossimo film.
Giugno a Milano decolla il terzo Red Bull Fluttag Un giorno con le ali. Per partecipare visita il nostro sito. Puoi iscriverti entro il 5 marzo.
Okay, so this event is now all over the world. I think we have meanwhile 50 or 100 something like that flying days all over the world, and the minimum participants is about 100,000 people, which tells us that this it's a good tool to continue. It's self-ironic, and if you have, I think in the Hyde Park in London, we did the record with 200,000 viewers, more than Rolling Stones. For an event, you can't win anything, yeah? You just can look at creative people building their airplanes and falling into the water without Red Bull wings. So this tells us that this product is as young as 20 years ago. But you can imagine when you see the 200,000 viewers that meanwhile Red Bull became, I think, 100, 150 competitors. Especially in America, double size, half price. So how to react? And we didn't react at all. We said we should stay to our price, we should stay to our image, we should stay to the whole strategy. There's no reason to change anything, and we should spend, even now, and this was from the very beginning on, 30% of the income in marketing and advertising. Good news for agencies. So we didn't change anything, but what we did and what we have to do is we have to be attractive. This brand has to be attractive every day, from day to day, for the youngest, for the entry point consumers. Because if you are not attractive to them anymore, you are running out of the business within 10, 15 years. You are looking old, and they will consume another brand. So to be attractive, we invented, maybe 15 years ago, already the total lifestyle program from Red Bull, which is also under the wings, a lifestyle program with sport, culture, base jump, all those tough sports. And this is also done in commercials. We show you. I show you.
The challenge of my life is to find out how far I can take it.
The only thing that you can think of is that moment right there.
Anything is possible.
Per la prima volta in Italia, la finale della più importante gara di motocross freestyle al mondo. Red Bull X Fighters, 2 ottobre, Stadio Flaminio, Roma. Biglietti su redbullxfighters.com.
Just some pictures. I don't show you Formula One and NASCAR and all the crazy other stuff. We always say this is the brum brum part from Red Bull. But what we always have to watch is the balance between the body, and this is the body and culture, and the mind side, which is the classical campaign. And this is the only thing which differentiates us in the meantime from others, because we have so much followers on those pictures. And we're always looking for new ideas, because Red Bull never followed a trend. Red Bull is always making the trend. This is another thing what we really, really look hard on, that we never follow a trend. sponsor some trendy, fashionable sports. We always want to create a sport like snowboard came up together with Red Bull. Beach volleyball came up together with Red Bull. We used cliff diving from Acapulco to make it worldwide. So we always try to be ahead of all others. And we have to be ahead. Only then we are attractive to the youngest. And the next picture I show you, we are not just in sport. This is something to do with culture. On the left side, up there, you see a picture of music kind of scenery. What Red Bull introduced, I think, 10 years ago is the so-called Music Academy, where people can learn from the top DJs in the world how to make a performance, how to make music. A huge success. The picture with the bull and the little boy group out of Cannes is an art event, which is called Art of Cannes. And this Art of Cannes is fantastic because we ask people, what do you can do with your brain out of the body of a can of Red Bull? And then we have exhibitions in a Museum of Modern Arts in Vienna or in New York, a huge, huge success because everybody knows people want to be creative, they want to participate on that. And for us, is this also a kind of research? If nobody participates on that, then we know we have a brand problem. But thank God it doesn't happen. And the picture right down, I regret that I cannot show you the video. This is called Flying Bach. And this is a new thing which is now 1 year old. They're break dancers in concert halls on Bach music, which is incredible. Fantastic to see. Whenever you go to the internet, maybe you can, under Flying Bach, see the video. Okay, so this is what I have to say about a 25-year-old brand. When I hear that this conference is also is especially about the future and digital world, I think digital world is just one other medium. We have to be different, like in all other mediums we have been before. We are working on that. That's why Red Bull created a so-called media house. We already have 600 employees in this media house. They are just working on new medias. For example, we will have a global TV channel in the future, and we will enter the whole Facebook, Twitter world, yeah, with something very, very different. I cannot tell you what it is, but we decided last week on a big year presentation what it will be. And even there, we will be very, very different again. So even when I'm not a typical representative for Red Bull, because I like Milan, I like Italian food, no? I can tell you the brain is still very young. So, and I said that I'm not promoting my company, yeah, which I didn't really, yeah. But if you have, for example, a product you want to fly, or you are in a very difficult situation or in difficult times, maybe Foro Buonaparte can help. Thank you so much.
Buongiorno.